Hello and welcome, Banter on the Rocks listeners. You can find every one of our weekly episodes on Apple Podcast and YouTube. Grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show.
Everybody to Banter on the Rocks. We got Tim here, Pina again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're excited for today. Fourth episode. Feels like we've been doing this for years, but it's been a fun time. So we got a great host or guest today. Tim will introduce him in a bit, but to start off, we'll start with Banter on the Rocks and what we're drinking today. And today I have a guava and tequila in my new Banter on the Rocks cup. So got one for Tim as well. So next time
So
he's
sick.
down, it'll be our little sipping cups for our mixed drinks. Maybe we'll make some beer mugs whenever we do some beer tasting and beer. So yeah, that's what I got today.
Gotta expand that merch label there, Sean. I
Yeah,
love it.
yeah.
It turned out really nice. That looks
It
sweet.
did. It
And
did.
then for me, just going back to the original gin and tonic again. It's what I
It
have right now, but it's always a great go-to. It's basically what I
is.
always have. So again, always refreshing. I love
Yeah.
it. But we certainly wanted to, after introducing those cocktails there, kind of work our way into introducing our guest for today. He is a former coworker of mine, a great gentleman, became a great friend, and we share 49ers football fandom. So another topic I love to talk about, but also Jimmy does too. His name's Jimmy Thompson. And we're thrilled to have him. I'm gonna really love to hear his thoughts on, how the Niners season has started. I know he plays a little bit of fantasy football, so we can talk about just everything around the league again, kind of recap week two here. And also with that, he was California native, has since moved to a different part of the country, and we'll certainly get into that and see how, life has changed. And kind of get his opinion on it. Kind of a common thing to do these days. California is expensive, so
Yes.
and people like to, have change regardless of price. So, definitely interested in hearing more about that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, like you mentioned, California is expensive, so you see a lot of people moving out. So, hey, hopefully it doesn't convince me to move to Tennessee or out of state, enjoy California, but you never know.
That's right.
Yeah, awesome. So we'll let Jimmy on in. He's joining us now.
There he is.
What's up,
What's
fellas?
going
How's it
on,
going? So,
Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Hey, John, Tim.
Hey,
Thrilled to
welcome.
have you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate the invite. I was down to talk sports or anything you guys want to talk about. California, sports, anything you guys want. So we're good to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we'll certainly dive into a lot of it. Kind of introed yourself as sharing my 49ers fandom. You're definitely repping the Niners skin. I love it.
Oh yeah.
Tough week this week, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta love the Brock jersey. That's a sweet jersey. So we'll dive into that. And then obviously you play fantasy football too. So, we'll kind of go around the league and kind of recap week two. We did a lot with week one, so we're excited to talk about week two. I know there's a lot to go over. So thrilled to have you. Thank you so much for taking the
No.
time to be on here though, Jimmy.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
All right. No, yeah. So, but before we get started with those questions, Jimmy, before we started the show, I got to know you a little bit, but for a lot of the viewers, listeners we have, share a little bit about you. Who you are and how you got to know Tim.
Yeah. Again, thanks for having me, guys. So my name is Jimmy Thompson, born and raised in Thousand Oaks or Southern California. Tim and I used to work together in property management. About 3 years ago, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee. So my teams that I kind of root for are obviously Niners, Dodgers, and the Los Angeles Kings. Basketball, not so much, kind of one of my least of the sports. Maybe I would say a Lakers fan, but I'm not really rooting for the Lakers while LeBron's on it. We talk about that, we don't even need to talk about that, to be
Anyway,
honest.
love it.
LeBron can just go over there. I'm just, let's He's the GM, he's the head coach. But anyways, that's even way too much I wanted to talk about. So yeah, Tim and I know each other for about 10 years or so. And yeah, so living here in Nashville now.
You mentioned you're a 49er fan, but you're also a Dodger fan, which is a very odd combination to have. How did you become a 49er fan living in SoCal?
So that's a, I have a very unique, I think a very unique or odd correlation to it. So in the early 90s, I was kind of into football a little bit, and my uncle, who's a Giants fan and a Niner fan, lives in Woodland Hills. He kind of got me onto the Niners, and that was when Jerry Rice, Steve Young were there and went to the Super Bowl. So I think when I was in 94 or something, that's when it was the Chargers and the Niners. And I was really rooting for the Chargers because San Diego really hasn't had much anything with championships. So it's like cool. I had like my AFC team, NFC team. And then when the Niners just racked up all the points, like most touchdowns ever in a Super Bowl and all that stuff, it's kind of when I became kind of a Niner fan and started watching football pretty frequently. So that's kind of where my fandom started, was probably after they won their fifth Super Bowl. So it was like 94, I think, 95. And so yeah, and then being, raised in Southern California, how can you not be a Dodgers fan? Not an Angels fan, but Dodgers. And yeah, and then Kings. My wife and in-laws side, my father-in-law's side, he used to have tickets when Gretzky was skating around Los Angeles, so that's kind of where that came from.
Nice.
Love that. Yeah, I know. I feel like we first connected as true Niners fans when we worked back together, and I think Kaepernick Harbaugh era was happening, and I think that particular season we went up against John's Ravens, and of course we tried turning off the lights. Didn't work. I love referencing
It almost did. You guys got close with that.
that. Yes, we did in the movie theater room. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, no, that was a great room to watch. We had this like movie theater on the property, and it had like literal theater seats, and it was
Oh,
really
dang.
cool. Big
Hardly ever
screen, got to
used.
watch the Yeah, exactly. That was kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, never even used it. It had access to like DirecTV. So there was Sundays was like, I think we're open from like 11 to 4, 11 to 5 or something. And so it's Super Bowl Sunday. No one's gonna be like, oh, I want to see an apartment. So Tim and I were like, from the theater room, you could see the front door. Someone walked in to talk about, hey, I want to look at an apartment. That didn't happen. So Tim and I turned on the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's exactly it. We took I remember every Sunday during football season, company's not around anymore, so no big deal. I took a really long time to clean the office because I knew I had till 11. I put that bad boy on. I watched that fantasy show on ESPN when it first came out, and then that lead weighed into the 10 o'clock games. And hey, it was quite the morning. But yeah, it was a great feature of that community, and just kind of Niners in general. I know we've talked about a lot of different players, Jimmy. Who would you say is like your number one? Like, who's your goat of Niners history?
That'd be Jerry Rice. He's the standard to me. No one's really touched him. So I would say Jerry Rice is probably my, that's who I have as my number one goat of all time right there.
Love it. Were
Nice.
you disappointed that we didn't draft his son?
No, because I mean, I'm sure his son does well. I'm not questioning his son. It would
For sure.
remind me too much of, I mean, you could say the same thing about Frank Gore. Frank's son was also in the draft, and I think the Jets or the Bills took him. I
I think
forget.
he's
It
in the
was, I think it
Bills,
was
right?
the
Bills,
Bills.
yeah.
Yeah, Bills. So I'm rooting for Gore's son. I'm rooting for all veteran siblings, veteran little Niners out there that are doing their thing. I hope that they kick butt and do well. I thought Jerry Rice's son would come to San Francisco, but to me, like, Shanahan and Lynch, they have the secret sauce, and I'm not going to really question their judgment on things. I will question the Trey Lance decision. We don't need to talk about that because I know you guys talked about that before. But someone should have been fired for that. Not naming the two of them, but someone who was whispering in his ear that Trey Lance is the man. But anyways, but yeah, I hope, I hope that they prove all, Gore and Jerry Rice's son, I hope they all prove the doubters and all the 31 other teams that didn't pick them. And maybe they come to San Francisco, maybe not, but I'm always rooting for them.
What about you, Tim? Who's your favorite all-time 49er?
Oh boy. Well, I love the Terrell Owens days.
Oh, too.
I caught like a really late, Jerry Rice. I was born in 92. So, I had a decent amount of him, but from what I remember, I was more TO days. And, he brought just so much like entertainment, and just the skill set was just totally different. The dude was just, built like a truck, just but super athletic, freaky athletic. And, he would do things like his touchdown celebrations were so memorable. Like me and my friends used to imitate them. And like we used to play flag, not flag football, but like tackle football on the weekends just for fun. And like we would like pretend we're getting a Sharpie out of our sock and like writing on the football as like a touchdown
Oh man,
celebration.
that's hilarious.
But he was just so like, like there's just so much you could reference off of him. But obviously the phenomenal player he is too. But I'm probably gonna have to go to Terrell Owens, surprisingly. Joe Montana would be up there. Jerry, of course, is up there too. Oh God,
Nice.
but I'm forgetting Patrick Willis also. That guy's right there also. Love it. Have his jersey, had it forever. Dude was just lights out too. But Terrell Owens growing up. Yep.
I remember watching Terrell Owens, and I thought he was an awesome wide receiver. Really enjoyed watching him. Not a 49er fan, but I think, my favorite 49er was Terrell Owens too, just because of just his style, like Tim said, like his touchdown celebrations, just fun to watch, and a great wide receiver. So never rooted for them, but always a fan.
Absolutely. How about Ravens? You want to go all-time Ravens? We can mix it up for you.
My all-time Raven, Ed Reed. Biggest fan of Ed Reed, man.
Oh yeah.
Just the ball hawk, man. Just great at one of the top defensive players, and like Ray Lewis a lot too, but Ed Reed, I just his play style, man, his swag too, his Hall of Fame bust with his hair, like that's just awesome the way they made it, looks just like him with his throw. So
Yeah.
yeah, Ed Reed's my all-time favorite player.
Not Trent Dilfer.
No, I appreciate him getting
Like
us
an
to the Super
all-time
Bowl
pull.
and winning one, just like Joe Flacco. Like, appreciate him, getting us to the Super Bowl and winning us one. Being able to watch that was awesome. So, fan of him, but not an all-time.
Trent Dilfer. I love it. Oh man, he's coaching somewhere now. But yeah, also, I guess, we kind of going right in with this too, Jimmy. What was your favorite era, like, of 49ers football, like all the way up till now?
Favorite era. See, it's really weird. People probably look at eras as like the 90s, early 2000s, that kind of thing. To me, I always feel like who's running the show, who's taking the snaps. It's almost like you have Steve Young, you have Jeff Garcia, and then I guess you could say Alex Smith, and then there was the Kaepernick, and then
Tim Rattay, of course. Don't forget about him. He's great.
I mean, some of the stuff that I would say probably, like, I don't know about favorite. I would probably say, like, I think mid to late 90s, I remember, like Ricky Waters, Steve Young, and then early 2000s with Frank Gore. So it's really kind of, it's more of like which team was kind of running it, but I'm excited about what we have right now. There is some, there is energy, there's excitement, we've been knocking at the door, and that's probably what's been said all around ESPN, is that we're knocking on the door several times. So it's exciting to be a Niner fan right now. I'm never one of those to be pro, like talking about like, okay, it's got to be this year or never this year. But with all these expensive contracts that are coming up, and Brock's going to get paid soon. It leads you to wonder how much of the talent is going to have to be trimmed, how much of the fat's going to be cut off because of it. But as far as back to your question about eras, it's, I'd probably say, Steve Young to Terrell Owens time frame, because there was some electricity going on, there was some energy going on. It just sucked though when Young kept getting all the concussions and those kind of things. Obviously concussions suck, but it was just like when you see the potential there and then you kind of hit these speed bumps along the way. So I'd say around that time.
A great era. Lots of winning.
Yeah. George
But yeah,
C. Truman.
you preface something there with who's kind of like, I guess, leading the team, leading the helm. Do you feel like Shanahan kind of ranks himself right up there with, all-time great head coaching? The 49ers in general?
I think Shanahan, he's got this humble confidence about him. He doesn't care where he sits as far as it. He just loves it. I was watching like a podcast or a reel or something with Julian Edelman, and he was like in the men's restroom or something like that. And this guy just randomly comes up to him, asks him about like, hey, this play on this dime, da, 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 da. And he's like, why did you go that way? And he's like, well, I just did this thing. He's like, okay, and he's gone. And next thing you know, he's like, wait, was that Kyle Shanahan? Like the guy just, he breathes this stuff. I mean, granted, he's Mike's son, so he's coming from a pedigree of that stuff. But I think, maybe it stems from his, what happened in Atlanta and the falling apart there. Like he just wants to be at the table with his dad with a Super Bowl. Because they're knocking on it, and CMC goes down or he's out for certain, the next 4 or 5 weeks or something, and Mason comes in and he held the torch. Not saying he's not going to carry it. I'm just he got through in the last 2 weekends or something, but I really think it's all about Shanahan is that he's got a scheme where, I do think certain, I'm not trying to undermine Brock Purdy, Kittle, Dabo Ayuk, those key players. I'm not trying to say that they can't do it. But he either it's next man up or he has a system where it's a plug and play kind of a thing and people can just kind of fit into a system. So as far as where he sits and where he thinks he's at on Everest or if he's one of the top ones, I think he's just like, he'll be like, yeah, I'm probably a good coach, but I haven't won it. And that's all he's focused on is it's almost like, what have you done for me lately? And he's just like, we were just a Super Bowl. We were one or two plays away from winning it. And that's where I think he sees himself is that once it's done and they're the ones standing with the trophy, he's just going to be like, we're on to next Sunday. A little, and he has a little bit of Belichick in him, I feel like,
Nice. I could see
just
that.
focused on what's ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel the exact same way. Like I feel like he could almost lose against himself if that makes sense. Like sometimes he gets a little too schemey and out coaches himself, and it doesn't keep it simple at times when in general it probably could have stayed simple. But he is an absolute wizard. I feel like with play calling and everything in general. I mean, there's a reason why we've been to a couple Super Bowls with him. We're always in contention. But obviously so far this season, if we can manage 3, 4 wins here right off the bat. I know that we kind of slipped up this past week, but I guess we just got news today that Debo is going to be out a couple of weeks as well.
Saw that.
So that's kind of rough. Hey, hopefully Pearsall can get himself healthy again with everything that happened to him. I'm thrilled to see him and Hufanga will hopefully be making his way back shortly, after, I think after week 4. Because the secondary needs a lot of help. We got absolutely cooked, but what's your thoughts so far on like how this season has started? And week 1 was obviously great, but maybe the transition into week 2 is where it gets a little bit more interesting.
Well, it's kind of like when I talked to you a little bit about like on the phone the other day was that they were on short, it was a short week. CMC was definitely already saying like he's not going to be back for week two because and now it's obviously he's on IR so he's out for 4 weeks or whatever it is. Short week. It was also the first road game. And then Tim, what'd you say about Minnesota, the Niners in Minnesota? When's the last time they won?
Oh gosh, it's been like 60 years. I'm probably exaggerating that, but I think it's, or maybe quite literally, it's been 60 years, but it's been a significant amount of time. I'll look it up right now as you're
Yeah, so like it's been a while. I don't know why. I mean, it's a new stadium. A lot has gone on and that kind of stuff. But I would say it was the first road game. CMC's out. It was a short week. And if Samuel is injured now and he's out for a duration, so he must have been maybe he was at 70%. I don't know what he was running at. Hopefully Trent Williams. I don't really question too much about Trent. Hopefully Ayuk has gotten his head in the playbook more and can catch things better now that he took the whole summer off dealing with negotiations and FaceTiming old teammates. But My hope is that just I mean I like Ayuk. I think he has value to him and stuff. I just didn't like how this thing was like there's nothing to talk about in San Francisco except for that whole thing. And I think there's 52 other players on the team. I could be wrong. So that's more of where I was kind of coming from with that. So I think the Niners went 7-0 last year. They went pretty deep, not losing, and then they lost. They lost three games. Honestly, I'd rather all the injuries be now, get everyone healthy for the long run, and then also, get the loss now. Rams coming up this weekend in LA. I was actually at last year's. I wanted to check out SoFi. It's a gorgeous stadium, by the way.
Yes, it is.
So I was at the Niners versus Rams. They won. So we've won. But the Rams are just falling apart. I think they're going to be last in the division because Kupp's injured, Nacua's out, and so I don't know what they're going to do with themselves. But hopefully that'll be a good home cooking, a little bit of California love, a little SoCal love, win that one. And then I don't know who they're playing week four, but get all the mistakes out of the way, get everyone healthy, and then by hopefully October we're looking. I don't know, 3-2 and go forward from there.
You mentioned Shanahan always has a next man up. For you, is it Ayuk that has to step up? Is it Kittle? Who's the next guy that, because Debo was that guy, CMC was that guy. I think Jordan Mason's already established himself as that guy for CMC until he returns. Who's next? And, at least that wide receiver.
So I don't know what Ayuk's main demands were, but this guy, I think he's out. He's on other. He's I think he's now top five, top six paid receiver. He wanted whatever he wanted more than because I think I could be wrong. I think that's what the initial was $30 million a year, and he wanted more. Whatever else he wanted, I don't really know. Which obviously, if he wanted more, he was going to be in the top, definitely top five things. You got your money. I think he's now engaged. Congratulations. It's time to put in the work. And so now, so it's like Kittle got a touchdown last week. He's on one of my fan. I'm in two fantasy leagues. I think 7 or 8 catches, touchdown. I don't ever question Kittle, but Kittle's there to open lanes, block, catch, receive. He's the workhorse. So I don't really question Kittle because Kittle's always in the mix one way or another. Whether that's either he's getting points on the board or he's providing other people. Mason's done well for 2 weeks in a row, filling in CMC shoes, which is not an easy task. I would say it's coming up to Ayuk and then maybe Jennings. Jennings signed a 2-year deal, I think, for 15 mil or something. And Jennings has been in the mix. I don't really have much on him. And don't get me wrong, if Ayuk walked in my office right now, I'd say hi to him. I'm excited for him to be on the team because I don't think anything else out there. Because I mean, he knew what he was doing, and kudos to him because a year ago, he said he was more. The fan base was saying, or the team was saying, he was more ready than Debo was, and obviously because he was trying to come up with a resume to say, look, I want to be paid this much, and so he got it. So great, you got your paycheck. We're happy for you. We're happy you're on the team, and we didn't get like pick-ins or future draft picks, like because now's the time. Not to be like now's the time, but it's time to win. And so I think he had 3 out of 4 catches for 43 yards. He's got to do more. I don't think he's gotten this touchdown for the year right now. So a lot more works than he expected of him, I would imagine. So I think it's going to be falling on Jennings and Ayuk to step up because, we're kind of now with, plan B on the run, or, we have Mason. And McKittle's always in the mix. And then probably Jusek would probably get some more love a little bit because but he's always in there too.
And after the Rams, we do have the Patriots, so very winnable. And it could be a good little break. And like you mentioned, anybody's going to get injured, now's the time. I kind of prefaced it as well. John posed the question to myself about, letting CMC, do we let him take more time now? And then with how things are going with Mason, how well he's performing, I was all for it. And even when he comes back, I mentioned, a split, load even with Mason. And they're super dynamic, and I just feel like they just both fit the mold. So why not run with it? And
No pun intended.
it's yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally. So I just think that it's we have the elements to at least keep winning. And now's the time to play the Rams. Unfortunately, they're really injured. So,
Yeah, hopefully a good
it's
division win,
favorable.
and it's one our first division win for the game for the year, and go from there. And then what I do like about the schedule is in our favor, because I think the rest of the year we're playing. I know we're playing Kansas City and San Francisco, and I think Dallas is coming to San Francisco. So
They
some of the
are.
big games are big hot games that look good on paper favor us at home, and like later
Nice.
in the season. So hopefully we can just get some confidence, get the ball running, and go from there.
That's a great point. Yeah, we actually have them back-to-back weeks too in October. So that's going to be quite the
Oh,
fun.
we face those two back to back.
Yeah, Chiefs are the October 20th, and then we have Cowboys 27th. So
And then there's a bye shortly after that, or leading up to Kansas City or one of them, I think.
correct. I think it's the bye is looking like after the Cowboys, and then we got the
Okay.
Bucks. Bucks are a
Okay.
good team too.
We're thinking
But
about
yeah.
going to that game.
Oh, at the Bucks?
Thinking about it, yeah. We're not too far.
Nice.
I mean, it's a good
Is
about
that
eight hour
drivable?
eight eight oh yeah, 8 9 hour drive.
Okay.
So yeah, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well,
Nice. Okay.
it'd be
Yeah,
fun.
I like it. I know you said that
Yeah.
you ventured over to Atlanta, right? For a game a couple years back.
So when Garoppolo was running the show, so that was like, oh yeah, that was the first year we were here. So 2 years ago, Jimmy G and Niners came to Atlanta. They lost, but it's a gorgeous stadium. The Mercedes-Benz Arena is gorgeous. So it was a really cool place to go there. But yeah, where we are, it's literally 4 hours east. So we left at like, I don't know, 6, 7 in the morning, got there, went and had breakfast or something, and then did that, and then came back the evening, and that was it. We did the same thing when we saw the Dodgers play. No, we did a weekend. We saw the Dodgers go to Truist Park, and that was fun.
Did you want to jump into some fantasy too, John? Is it,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down to always talk fantasy when Jimbo
No,
certainly has
yeah.
has a couple teams going. I'd love to hear about it.
Sure. Yeah, you want me to tell me I'll tell you my lineup or who I
Yeah,
got. I'll tell
and
you my key
then
players.
that would be great. And then, maybe somebody that if you could say somebody that you wish you could have drafted but couldn't get your hands on, and it doesn't have to be
Oh.
like a first rounder, it could be somebody like kind of like a sneaky play, that you wanted and maybe just didn't.
Yeah, so okay, so and so I have a family league, so it's a bunch of family members, and then I have another one with my church. Weird enough, my church is actually doing fantasy football. It's kind of crazy, but
Very
I'm all
nice.
for it.
Love it.
So I might reference the two different teams. So in my family
Great.
league, I won't give the whole 15 people, but I'll give like key players. So I have Lamar Jackson, I have Cooper Kupp, Godwin. Godwin's doing great. Didn't
Oh,
expect
yeah.
that from him. Derrick Henry, Achan, Kittle, Pollard, and then who else do I have in the on the bench? And then I have AJ Brown and Walker from Seattle. Some of the players on that one, and then on the church one, sounds so weird, but it's all good.
Hey, church gets competitive, huh?
let's see. Yeah, exactly. I guess so. I have, let's see, I have Achan and Cup on that team as well. I have Mixon, St. Brown, Rice from Kansas City, and then I have, oh yeah, so I do have Purdy, but I'll just say this, I have three top receivers, which is Cup, St. Brown, and Adams from Raiders. So that kind of gets a little tricky sometimes of like, well, who's going to be my two wide receivers and who's going to be in the flex spot. So in one league I'm 2-0, and the other one I'm 1-1. But to answer your
Stacked.
question, I would when I was in one league, I forget which one it was, I was like, I had the fourth overall pick or something. And so I thought, okay, so CMC's gone. I think Atlanta's running back's gone. And then Hill was going to be gone. So I was like, okay, so I'm choosing between St. Brown and I'm trying to think who other top receiver was. And it didn't go that way at all. It basically went CMC, Hill, and then who's the other top receiver? Like
Jefferson,
a
CD Lamb.
not Jefferson, Lamb, that's who it is.
Okay.
So then Lamb went, and so then I was like not left with, but then I had like I was expecting to get Lamb or Hill. And so I just went St. Brown. So I was like, okay. So as far as who I would probably have, I think I wish I would have given more credit to either the Texan players or the Saints players. Sometimes I get, I have some feelers on certain things, but sometimes it's like, you hear things about Diggs. Like, I don't know if Diggs, Diggs is being fed right now, so he's doing well. But the Texans were doing great there between Dell and
Nico Collins.
Nico.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
they were doing great, and so I wasn't sure. It's kind of like a toss-up because I was like, Stefan's going to go. Like, I wasn't really too sure I was going to be able to get him. So I was like, well, who do I choose between Tank Dell and Nico? So I wasn't sure. So that didn't happen. And then I had Kamara, I think 2, 3 years ago, and he didn't really have much left for me at that time. So I was kind of like, I'm not too sure what's in the tank going on at the Saints, but they scored 91 points in two games. So right now they're the hot hand right now to be scoring offense. So I'd say probably somewhere in between there of somewhere between giving the Saints a little bit more love. Like Kamara, I would probably say Kamara. I'll say Kamara is my answer. Because they're doing great over there.
Would have thunk it.
Yeah. Of
No.
all teams to go off.
And that
Yeah,
was the
but
one
again, it is week
player
two.
too. Yeah, that was the one player I was looking at wanting to grab because he was going really late in a lot of drafts,
Yes.
the mock drafts I've done. And I had this feeling, but when I forget what round, but I didn't want to reach just because there were other players. So I passed. But it's part of the game. I was hoping he was going to fall, but no, he didn't. But I think that's the one player for me that I regret just not reaching a little to get.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of back to his old ways, right? I kind of prefaced, I think at one point in early mock drafts, he was going like sixth round in like 10 or 12 team leagues. It was outrageous. And it's like, this guy's a scoring machine when he has a, good offense around him. Maybe just a hot start, but he's got it in him and he's proven consistent. So I just thought that was way too late for him. The fall off maybe wasn't that dramatic.
But that's how it is with fantasy football. And right now, injuries are just popping up right now. I think there's seven wide receivers alone that are just
Think Cup's on IR now.
yeah, who is it? I
Cup,
did a
Puka.
research. So you have Kupp, Puka, Brown, Higgins, Samuel, Allen, and Addison. They're all
Brutal.
out.
Man.
So, but it's, I mean, it's only week two, week three. So hopefully by October, get a little, get a go, some cold plunges, drink your vitamins, get better.
There you go. Some cool plunges. Love
Yeah.
it.
One question. Do you guys think the Saints are for real? Like the last two games, the way they played, Dallas, I kept on, Dallas is a good team. People were saying after their first week that they're contenders, Dak signing his, contract, CD, but New Orleans just destroy them. They kick their butts, Are the Saints someone to really fear, or is it just, the first few weeks?
Who they've, yeah, excuse me, it could be who they've drawn. I mean, their first game was against Panthers. Panthers have just announced that they're not moving forward with they're
Bryce
moving
Young.
their quarterback, Bryce Young. And Dalton, I think Andy Dalton's going to be the starter. So it could be that, and the Cowboys think they're all that in a bag of chips. They should have already won 10 championships by now, and they're still, that's
They
just.
do. Every year's their year, Jimmy. Come on.
Every year is their year. I mean, it's just we could do a whole segment on just Cowboys fans because it's like I respect their passion. I do get all that stuff, but at the same time, it's kind of like there is a chance that 32, 31 other teams might do it. It's like crazy. So, anyways, Saints have Eagles coming to town, then they're going to Falcons. And then I think their true test week five, which will be against the Chiefs, but on the road. So we'll see. I mean, you have to think the first week, week one, the way I kind of summarize week one a little bit is, I'll speak for the Niners. The Niners had 2 weeks to prep, get ready for the Jets. They had 2 weeks to figure it all out and a little bit of the summer, like, well, we know we're facing the Jets, we're facing Aaron Rodgers and all that jazz. So they had that time. But there's also like a lot of teams, like who was it? Like the Bears won. The Bears won week one, like they shouldn't have won. But I think there's some people that, they used to be on the Niners or they used to be on another team, and now they, there's a little bit of first game jitters, or okay, this is not my home stadium. I'm on the road, I'm in Minnesota, I'm in Kansas City. So they get that little the first game, jitters out of the way. And then week two, maybe they're on the road or short week like the Niners were. So I think it's, I think the first month is trial and error, see what's working. I mean, it's also the same thing with fantasy football. You think like, okay, these are going to be my starters. Like, there's like, I'll speak for Tampa Bay. Like, you think Evans is going to be doing great. I don't know what his numbers are. I'm sure they're pretty well, but Godwin's done better. And even my stupid ESPN or my Yahoo app said that was the worst pick I could have picked in my entire rating, and he's done great. So go figure.
Yeah, you gotta love those like I those AI, analytics, it says like you have an A plus grade, but then you just like lose out for the whole year. but yeah, going back to the Saints, I definitely feel like I think they'll tail off. I don't think the Cowboys are even as strong as, I know that they haven't really had a good rap in the offseason at all.
Definitely.
I just think it was back to back really subpar teams. Great way for them to start out. I hope they prove me wrong as well. But Derek Carr, I feel like he just kind of gets into these grooves of 3, 4 week spans where he's lights out, and then all of a sudden it's like, dude, what the hell happened? It's it and he'll tail off. He did it since he was with the Oakland Raiders, way back when. So, but we'll see. They have the elements. They're there. They're all playing well. Shahid has really turned out to be such a really great deep threat. Back-to-back games of just super long touchdowns, and Olave is phenomenal. And we don't even really have to reference Kamara, but I
Kamara,
mean, really, he only threw 16 times the whole game. I guess he just really didn't need to throw more than that.
Rest that arm.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important thing, maybe. Defense played well, but I just think it was back-to-back weeks of just meh teams. I think that's just how it's going to play out.
Yeah, the way I've seen it is I think Derek Carr's just getting lucky. A lot of those completions, they're like 30, 40 yard, passes. They're all long touchdown passes. So once a team figures out, because like you mentioned, Jimmy, first 2, 3 weeks, you're just feeling teams out. You're feeling your own team out, figuring out the schemes, figuring out, the best lineups and how to, go against these teams. And you start seeing what all these teams that you're going to play in the future are, lining up with. So I think they're going to figure out the Saints, and I think, they look good right now, but I don't think they're going to keep it up for an entire season.
We'll see. I mean, they typically, I think they do well until we get about halfway through the season, and then it's like, oh, it's like, who's the Arizona head coach? He's like, they were who we thought they were, we let them off the hook. We let them off the hook. I do
iconic.
want to crown them. You crown them.
That's right up there with are we talking about practice with AI?
Practice. Practice, yeah.
That's right up there for me. Going into I kind of want to get your thoughts on it, because John and I have certainly gone back and forth just about rookie quarterbacks and just rookie QBs in general. Is there one that sticks out to you this year, or and that maybe has been better than you thought? And then is there one that's like, man, I don't think he's got it so far? I know it's 2 weeks, it's tough to judge, but what are your thoughts maybe through 2 weeks?
On the rookie, so who's the rate? We have Caleb Williams, and then the
We
guy
have Caleb
from
Williams, we have
Commanders,
Jaden
Daniels,
Daniels, then we have Bo Nix.
Bo
Bonic.
Nix,
We
okay.
have I guess we can't really compare Drake May sitting on the bench over there.
Or who's the guy that was from Michigan because he tore his ACL?
JJ
Yes,
McCarthy. Yeah,
McCaffrey.
no, he went down too.
McCaffrey.
I guess we have three.
So we have three. We have the Commanders, we have the Bears, and we have Bo Nix. So I would say two of them are really bad organizations. So, and I'll let you, and I
Solid
don't know
point.
which if we're gonna agree with them, but I would say, well, I'll just go down the lineup, I guess. So Bo Nix, the De Broncos haven't done really much since Elway, and that was what, like 99? I don't even know. So I think Bo Nix has potential to do, good things, and we'll see where he's at. But are they, they're 0-2? They haven't won, right? Or have they won?
Correct. No, yeah, they're on two.
And so then you have the Commanders guy. I
McCammon.
think they're, yeah, so I think he used to play for LSU, right?
Correct. Heisman.
So I'm actually kind of secretly cheering for him, and for this one reason only. So did he didn't win the, did he win the Heisman, or he was a nominee?
He did win it.
He was a
He did
winner.
win it. So I think it was him, but he had a jacket on at the thing, and inside the liner, he had all of his players' signatures on there. And I was like, that's a cool guy, because he gets it. It's a team sport. And so I'm kind of secretly, like, not secretly, but I'm kind of like rooting for him. But the Commanders or the Redskins or whatever they want to be called right now, they're not, they're kind of a dis well, they're dysfunctional from Dan Snyder days, and they haven't really done much since then. Caleb Williams, everyone's just slurping the Gatorade. I mean, maybe he's going to be a great person, maybe he's going to be whatever it is, but I know I'm not really answering the question, but I am answering the question. There's something going on. I don't know if it's the cheese in Wisconsin or what's going on, but you had Brett Favre, you had well, I can't think of his name, the
Rogers.
Jets guy now, Rodgers, and then you have Jordan Love. But there's something to be said about a guy sitting on the bench with a clipboard for the next, 2, 3 weeks, 2, 3 years, taking notes to then do well. And unfortunately, I think it was like 4 or 5 years, Rodgers sat behind Favre, because Favre was like, I'm not, you have to pull my dead body out of this behind the offensive line. But he learned, and he did well, and won four, I think, four MVPs, a Super Bowl. And so there's something about that. Caleb is probably going to be a great player. I don't know if you guys saw the Hard Knocks with the Bears. But here's the thing. This is the last thing I'll say about the Bears, or that whole thing, is you had Mitch Trubisky was a franchise quarterback, and you had Justin Fields was a franchise quarterback. Are they playing for the Bears now? And that goes back to 2017. So that's 7 years ago. They've had two other franchise quarterbacks, and Fields right now is 2-0, and the Bears are 1-1. And they're did you guys watch the Hard Knocks, the Bears? So there was a scene there. I watched one episode with my wife because I was just kind of into it, and the punter was saying, like, I don't want my name to be known. You don't want a punter name to be out there or anything like that. You guys saw that, right? He said that. Well, the punter's made his name known because he's had 8 punts in the la in last game. So he's making a name for himself more than Williams is. What's your thoughts? Who do you think is doing well or better than you expected?
From what you say, Tim has to stop drinking that Gatorade with following Caleb Williams. But I agree, Jimmy.
I love
I would say I drink a
it.
little bit of the Gatorade. I think Caleb Williams could be a great quarterback, but like you mentioned, I think a lot of these young QBs, they have to sit for a year. I think if you throw them in, that's where they struggle. I think CJ Stroud is one of those outliers that did well year one and is still doing awesome. I think we talked about it, Tim. Patrick Mahomes, he sat on the bench for a year or two before he started. Now look at him. Might he
And
be the
Alex
same
Smith.
Alex Smith? Might he be the same player if he was playing from year one? Who knows? Maybe not, So, I think Jaden Daniels is the best QB so far. Out of these three rookies, Bo Nix, he's just Broncos just don't have anything around him. Running backs, I don't even think they know what they want to do. Wide receivers, what Courtland Sutton is their top receiver, and he's also just not that great, injury prone. So,
Judy and Patrick left, so
yeah. So, but yeah,
The only person in Denver is John Elway. That's it.
Yep. The only one that stuck around.
past his time.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, I've certainly been on the Caleb bandwagon. The people love me for it too, I will say. I'm having a field day with it. But he's 1-1 through two. I'm still my hot take for the season was the Bears will take that division. We'll see how it goes.
With and
Detroit's
they have
awfully good.
Detroit, they have Detroit, and who else they have?
Minnesota's playing really good as well.
And who's the other
Green
one?
Bay's
Green
there,
Bay.
and they
All
won
right.
with Malik Willis. But hey, they're right in there. Just they're still in it.
Let's touch base
Two
in
games
December.
through. Good point. Yeah, let's do that. Let's see. We should just do like a little stat cast of Bears record in the corner. I'm not even like really a Bears fan. I think a lot of people think I am because I bring them up a lot. But I just think it's an exciting new team. And they drafted the number one overall pick, which doesn't always work out. I think that's pretty evident. But situations matter, like you said, and pieces around, like you both mentioned, it is a huge part of it.
Well, I just think it's also interesting that, they did the whole song and dance around Fields. Is he staying? Is he going or something? And then they boot him off to Pittsburg. And then all of a sudden they were like, they picked up, was it Keenan Allen from the Chargers? They picked up, they just picked up a bunch of key play, not like, not Justin Fields, not CMC people, but people known them. And I don't really recall all the, I don't recall everyone that was on the Browns prior for what it was, but all of a sudden it's like, cool, we have our number one, we need to give him help. And it's like, well, why didn't you do that with Fields? But whatever. I mean, but I think it was like new head coach. It's like, he's like, and I kind of get it. It's like, if I'm a new head coach of this team and I want to ride or die, or I don't want, I want my job to be on the guy that I wanted, not someone I was left over with. But Fields is, I think Fields is, he's 2-0 right now. And we'll see where, that is. It'll be fun when Fields goes back to Chicago. I don't know. I don't think it's this year. I think it's down the line.
Yeah, and I feel like you bring up a good point too, because another thing that does come to mind, I kind of prefaced this in a comment we received on one of our Bears short videos that we've posted. But I feel like there's some added pressure to Caleb, so far. I think that there's a head coach that's kind of fighting for his life, to be quite honest with you, for to remain head coach there. Because if this season doesn't go too well, he could be on the chopping block. They were even talking about it last year. And that added in with they put all these elements around him, so it's like, okay, now go out there and perform. We've all kind of I feel like in general, I think the three of us, John and I talked about this last week, but now yourself kind of are in somewhat agreement with the Tom Brady theory of starting behind somebody, taking your notes, and then you jump into the game and you get a better understanding at first. Because the levels between college and NFL is so drastic. Some players can obviously do it in a snap. CJ Stroud is a great example of that. But it's not for everybody. It depends on the schemes you run in college and who you are, and I think it all plays factors. But maybe that's an added part. I'm not part of that locker room, so I don't really know. But that's just my thought.
Tim, when you got your
We'll see.
driver's license, did your parents say go on the freeway first, or did they take you on some side streets?
I really wanted to go on that freeway, but we took some side streets for sure.
That's the point. S sit sit back with a clipboard. I
Absolutely.
mean, I do get it. I do. People are trying to, like, just like with Texas, University of Texas, their quarterback got, and I apologize to the,
Oh,
college fans or
Ewers,
something like
Quinn
Ewers.
Ewers. And
Yeah,
then Arch
he got
Manning lit it
injured, or
up.
he came out. But Manning's like nephew came in and the fans went nuts and he did well. Everyone's eager to see that kid, get in there and spit out, two, four Super Bowls and two wins and all that, two Super Bowl wins and stuff. So everyone's hungry and the Bears are been deprived for, I don't know, 50, 60 years to win. I get it. But at the same time, it's kind of like, do you want the quick, you don't know what's going to happen, or do you want to play the long game here? And I think it's, I think he's sitting for a year or something would be beneficial, or even just kept Fields there have Caleb be mentored, quarterback competition it, and then build up Fields as best you can, get some draft picks and go from there. But, you know, again, I said the same point. Trubisky was a franchise quarterback, and so was Justin Fields. And that was in 7 years, they've had three franchise quarterbacks. So we'll touch base with Tim in December and see where we're at, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll be back on for sure. You can just roast me because I'm sure it won't be great.
Also, yeah, it'll be a good. It'll be we can do it, but like a preview to playoffs or something. See where we're at
There
in
you
the
go.
playoffs.
Yeah. Love it.
So,
Love it.
yeah.
No, for sure.
Don't know.
But
Maybe on
yeah,
top of the division.
no, for sure. And you know, I think thinking about that a little bit, I think of like the Broncos. They've had a lot of top tier drafted quarterbacks that they thought was the franchise changer, and none of them have worked out. You know, the Redskins too. What was it, Sam Howell? Who else have they picked up? You know, all
Oh
these
my
quarterbacks
gosh.
are they're like they're you know, this is going to be the change, and it's like, you know, why haven't they learned from it? And I think it's like what you mentioned, Jimmy. It's that hunger. It's like you want to win. You need a win to sort of be known. But there has to be a different approach. You know, 49ers did a good thing. You know, Brock Purdy, you know, someone who probably in everybody's mind wasn't going to be a starter ever. And he ended up working to it, you know, sitting for, I don't know
Yeah.
if he sat for, you know, almost a full first year behind Trey. You know, got to see the flow of
I
the
mean, that was a
game. And
crazy year.
yeah, you know, so like I said, there's only a few of those, you know, young QBs that could jump into it immediately, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for him. I'm sure Caleb's gonna do well. I don't have anything against the Bears or something. It's just more of like it's like you got a brand new Porsche, and guess what you want to do? You don't want to sit in the drive. You don't want to sit in the garage. You want to take it out. I get all that, but at the same time, it's like I watched it, and there was the guy from one of the podcasts, or something. He was all like, he's like, I want to call you the savior, but I'm not. I'm just gonna hold off on that. And it's like, can he take a snap in a regular setting, and then we just figure it out. Just pump the brakes a little bit. So maybe he's gonna do great, but right now. Love with Packers. Detroit is firing on all cylinders. And what was the other team again?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Darnold revival.
You could almost just do a little playoff game with those four teams of who's going to come out of that. That's a crapshoot. You don't know what's going to come out of that just right there. So he's in the fire right now, which that division is very exciting right now. It's exciting to see them play.
I feel like the Vikings have really outperformed their expectations so far, for sure.
Yeah, who knew what was going to happen with Cousins bailing? I didn't even know Cousins was on the way out or what was going on with that whole thing. And so it's interesting to see what Sam Donald has done. You know, he took a you know took some time to be in San Francisco, probably built up his confidence, be in a normal, healthy, you know, work environment, so to speak. And so from there, he then went to Minnesota, and he was probably just planning on being there for a year or two because then they got like the JJ McCarthy or something from Michigan. So we'll see how that pans out. But kudos to Minnesota. They're doing well. They're 2-0. I think they're leading the division or leading that division right now.
And like you mentioned with that, Jimmy, you know, the revival of the QBs, we talked about it last week with Baker Mayfield, you know, leaving those toxic environments, sitting behind, you know, other quarterbacks, learning from other teams, just what a real team is, you know, because I work where Baker went to what, the Rams for a year. He went somewhere else,
Yeah,
you know,
for four games. I
Carolina.
think it was just like he went to the Rams for like I think like December, like right at the trade deadline. He was like, so he came there, it was like he was cut. But where else he went? He went to
Carolina.
Carolina.
Carolina, yeah.
And then who was he originally drafted at? Was it the
Cleveland,
Browns?
Browns.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, those
So.
players that like start at those like you could sort of say toxic, you know, teams because like the Browns are the Browns, the Bears, you know, Denver right now, Washington, Carolina, like those QBs haven't worked out. Sam Darnold was in Carolina, you know, and now look, he's been a journeyman and now he has this chance in Minnesota to do well and even find a way to get paid for a few years that a team will want to take that chance on him because he is a veteran.
Sure.
He knows the game, he knows the speed of the game. So That's really cool with Sam Darnold. I think it's the same with Baker Mayfield. A reviving season for him where he's looking solid. That's a playoff team, I think, and who knows how far he could go.
It's exciting, but that should also be a lesson for, for us here as well as your listeners and stuff like that, is that, you can always find other places where you could be valued. If you're in a situation where you don't feel valued and appreciated, maybe it's not you, maybe it's the environment that you're in, just bad expectations or whatever else it is. But no, we're happy to see other guys have second chances and to showcase their talent and be somewhere. Instead of just like, oh, this guy was a top quarterback and then it came to fruition, kind of like Robert Griffin III. I always hear people talking about him, how he got too many, he didn't learn to slide enough or too many injuries, and now he's he's an analyst on CBS or whichever show it is. So no, we root for all that. We always want good players to be successful. So we root for everyone and want them to be successful unless they're a Cowboys fan. But yeah.
I second that. Can't say on the Cowboys. I always roast our friend Danny.
Oh,
A
is that
ton for
right?
it. Oh yeah. Every year is
Yeah.
his year. I always say that. But no, he actually has come back down to earth, and then he kind of turned that into how I convinced myself the Niners were going to win last year. So, good rebuttal.
Yeah,
They've seen
I
me.
mean, it's good.
Yep.
So,
It happens.
yeah.
No doubt. But yeah, I think another topic that we kind of want to dive into was just your big move out
Yeah.
of California in
Yeah.
general. And venturing over to where you're at now. And I guess that whole transition, if you just kind of want to go over that, because I think there's been we John and I kind of prefaced it earlier, just a big exodus of California and people moving around in general. So,
Sure.
it's happening.
Yeah, so I mean, I will say I'm a little bit older than Tim, just by a few years, but yeah, I think over the last, like, I would say, gosh, so I've been married for about 20 or 17 years, but right as I got married, my wife's mom's side of the family all moved to Colorado. So I feel like, there's these waves, or and so, like, as much as I can recently remember, was the one that directly impacted me or influenced my life was 20 plus family members moved to Fort Collins, Colorado. And then I think there was like, I think, so that was like about 15, 20 years ago. And then there was people that have gone to Texas a little bit on that movement. And then I think 3 years ago we moved to Nashville, but I think most of the moves have been going to Boise, Idaho. That's been a very popular thing for people. So my family, this kind of happened all around COVID. So different things kind of happened. So it's me. I got a family of four. I got two daughters and my wife Beth. She's amazing. So I've been married for 17 years, and then my sister-in-law and her husband, the four of them, now it's five as of a week ago. No, on
Awesome.
Tuesday it'll be a week. They just had their first boy. So now we have a
Nice.
boy in the mix. We had four girls. So I have two of them. They have two girls and now they have a boy. So I have a nephew. So that was my
Nice.
early birthday gift. It was my birthday on Friday the
Congratulations.
13th.
Awesome.
Friday the 13th.
30. Hey, there
So
you go. Very cool.
They moved. So they had their own little conundrums going on in California. And then my father-in-law and his wife. So all of us, it was 2021, January 2021. We basically, Janelle's family, that's my sister-in-law, my family, and my father-in-law, we all got in a plane, flew to Texas, and then we went to Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee, North, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. We were gone for about a month. We stayed at some Airbnbs and we basically were just scouting different areas of where to go. And so, I love California. I do miss beaches. I miss In-N-Out. We are getting In-N-Out here in 2 years, so it won't be too
Whoa,
long.
nice,
Yeah.
nice.
So yeah, they're building a distribution center here in Franklin. We're not
Okay.
in Franklin. We're about 30 minutes from Franklin. So In-N-Out's coming. They just broke ground on this big, 100,000 facility thing. So
Wow.
very excited about that. So beaches, strawberries in California are great, especially in Oxnard. It's wonderful there. Good Mexican food. You don't find Mexican food here in Nashville. It's crap. It's just, I'm not even gonna, it's just, it's junk. And I miss friends and family. But it's just, it was just time different that happened. Cost of living in California, you guys know, it's just kind of getting a little crazy out there. I think the average house right now, I feel like I'm crazy saying this. I feel like every house right now is about $1 million. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, in Ventura County, it's pretty much about 1 million, high 800s. And the way the market is, I think you have to be paying 1 million just to get into a house. So
Yeah,
it is ridiculous.
it's crazy. So it was a little bit of cost of living. So it wasn't like one thing. It was just like the cost of living, kind of the crime going on in California. And but yeah, there's other stuff, but we do miss home. Just the other day I was talking someone I saw someone on social where someone was like, if you haven't been to a Giants game, San Francisco Giants game, you got to go to their game. It's one of the gorgeous stadiums. I've been there one time, and it's honestly something I was thinking. I was like, man, I really would like to go there some point soon and just kind of like, look over the bay and that kind of thing. So I do miss parts of it. We were just there in August. We went to Disneyland a couple times
Nice.
and did some fun things. So we do visit. We see some fam. My brother and my mom still live in Thousand Oaks, so they're still there and still have some friends and family. But a lot of people, as you guys are saying, they've all kind of like they moved to Boise, Texas, or Florida. Florida is the other, big thing. I feel like it's right now it's going Boise, Texas, Florida, and Tennessee is getting some love in between all that stuff. But it was a good move for us. It's different, but it's just good. And so just California isn't the place that it's not the same anymore. But again, I'm not the same person I was 20, 30 years ago. So change is eventually going to happen. It's headed in a direction, or it's in a direction that I didn't really want my kids to be around some of that stuff. So
No.
sure.
And you mentioned it, Jimmy. When you went to Texas and then you went to all these other states, what made you choose Tennessee, Nashville, out of all those places you visited?
So, yeah, I'm not a gambling man. I am doing fantasy football, but if I would have put money on it, I would assume we were going to be in. I would have probably assumed Texas, Florida, maybe then Tennessee. Texas, just it's a bigger state. There's sports, all that stuff. But I'd have to. I don't know what I would do with myself because the obnoxiousness of Cowboys fans. Because we would definitely been in the Fort Con or what's a Dallas Fort Worth area, which would just been the hub. And the Houston Texans, 3 years ago, they were, all they were known for is J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson and his whole mess. So I was like, okay, I can't be a count. This is not my fan base for me. So the problem with Texas was, it's one of the highest property taxes in America. It's also massive, so it almost feels like California just like squished and spread out like a pizza, because you could drive like 8 hours and still be in Texas. It's just massive. Not saying that's a bad thing. It's just and everything was flat, so there's a little bit of that. But then I'm glad, I didn't realize like the summers are just brutal. Like, and that doesn't even, I'm not even gonna try to think I understand what the humidity and the heat is in Texas. I'm just happy I didn't get to experience it. And so I'm glad we're not in Texas. Florida, I thought Florida beaches, no state income taxes, and Mickey Mouse is here. So I thought Florida would be a good compromise to California. And I still think we might move to Florida at some point once the kids get a little bit older or something like that. So there's that's going on. Tennessee was kind of a little bit of a wild card because we spent a full week in Texas. We spent like a full week in Florida, or 4 or 5 days, and then we did a whole another week at Mickey Mouse World. So it was like, and we've been to Florida multiple times. So when we went to Tennessee, we did it. So we had to time these things. It was a 5 week journey. And so so we would stay there for, whatever. So we had to time it right because my father-in-law and my brother-in-law were doing work remote. So we'd have the weekends where it's like, okay, we're gonna work. They're gonna work halfway through half day Friday, and so from Friday to like Sunday night, we have to be from, let's just say, from Georgia to Florida, or we have to be to our next Airbnb because they have to log in and do work. And so we had the weekends to do this. Well, when we went to Tennessee, we literally drive. Where were we? We were in Arkansas. We were in Arkansas for like 5 days, and it's like there's nothing in Arkansas except Walmart. No offense, Arkansas. I'm sure you're great. It's all Walmart because that's where it was founded, and it's good, but there's just nothing there. So we went to the Walmart Museum. That was like the only thing to do,
Wow,
and
I didn't even know
be a Razorbacks fan.
they
So it's just not
had
gonna
one.
work, you know.
Fascinating. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not gonna work. So I think we drove from Arkansas to Tennessee, and it was literally our Tennessee experience was we came in Friday night, we went down to downtown or Broadway, if you know Nashville area. We went to the downtown. Saturday, Sunday, we were there, and then Monday we were out to another place. It was the minimal amount of days we stayed was here. And the only thing I can tell you from the experience I remember was we got a parking ticket, and we put in the wrong license plate in the parking stall, so we had a big old boot on our car, and that was my experience in Nashville. And I'm like, how the heck did we end up with this? So that's the long story, but the simpler answer was, my father-in-law was like, he wasn't really digging Texas. He was like, I'm busy with work. I'm busy with work. And my sister-in-law was like, oh, well, this neighborhood, that neighborhood, like, let's look here. And then Lars, my father-in-law, love him. He was just like, I'm busy. Like, I don't have time for this crap. Like, I'm just too busy. Then we go to Florida, and Janelle's like, or then Janelle's like, hey, Janelle, like, Lars is like, he's driving the car, and he's like, hey, let's look at this neighborhood. Let's look at this neighborhood. Oh, I can get a golf cart and pick up the grandkids, and we go down to the beach, and da 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 da. And it's like, Janelle, come on with us. And she's like, I'm dying. The humidity here is horrible. And we're like, what the heck's wrong with these two? The two of them, they were total bipolars. They clearly had their own horse in the race, if you will. And so we had a team meeting after our, like, I think 2 months or a month after the trip. We kind of wrote down our pros and cons and stuff. And we kind of mutually agreed that Tennessee was the place for us. And so my sister-in-law lives about 3 miles one direction. My father-in-law lives 5 miles another direction. And then down about 6 months or a year later, my mother-in-law, my wife's mom, she moved here, and she lives about 4 miles from us. So we have a little like crew, as some people say.
Your little
So
hub.
it's good. Yeah. So that's kind of the long or the skinnier of how we moved to Tennessee, I
No,
guess you'd say.
that's
But it's
awesome.
great. We live in a capital state. We're 9 miles from the airport, and 9 miles is only 20 minutes versus what LAX is. And we have the Titans, the Predators, and we have a minor league AAA baseball team here, which is kind of cool, the Nashville Sounds. And there's always music going on, so it's great living in a capital state.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, Tennessee seems like a really fun place to visit. I think that randomly, Jen is like my wife Jen is super obsessed with the Titanic, and I think there's like a really cool Titanic museum there, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's like they have like artifacts from the Titanic, and there's this whole build of Tennessee. And maybe you can just be our boots on the ground there, Jimmy, and just venture on over there and film it
I
and
can we
see
can
how
do
it is.
FaceTime or something like
But no,
that.
I've
We can
seen
do
some.
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Pigeon
I've seen some.
Forge. Yep, Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
It's a big tourist.
Hey.
It's kind of like Knott's Berry Farm, like Buena Park kind of thing. A
Oh,
big
okay.
touristy area. Dollywood's over there. It's about
Oh,
3 hours from
cool.
here. But yeah, the Titanic Museum
Okay.
attraction in Pigeon Forge. Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It looks cool. Like they've really built it up well, and I don't know, I just saw like random videos on it, and it just looked like a cool little, I guess, museum for it.
Museum, yeah.
But no, that's really sweet. And something that definitely comes to mind was like, because me, for example, my son was born in Arizona, and my wife and I had moved out there. We lived there for about a year and a half and just pretty much got scorched, and our smoking butts came all the way back to California again because it was just way too hot.
Yeah, don't blame you.
And of course we missed yeah, my parents live out there still. I think maybe when you're a little bit older, it's nice, and it's relaxing, whatever.
Yeah,
But
it's too hot.
just Yeah, no, I
Nope.
agree. I was there during a 128 degree day and it melted the
Nope.
weather stripping on my
You still
car.
feel
Like,
it.
you know, I'm
Yeah.
yeah. Oh God.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm always red, so you know, it makes sense.
Got
Yeah. It just boiled me.
the
Yeah. See, I got it back there. It just matches my skin tone. But you know, you know, we tried it, but you know, I feel like in general it was really tough for us to leave family. And
Sure.
you know, all of our friends and family are nearby. And do you feel like it was a little bit easier for you because, you know, like you mentioned, a lot of folks went from your family went to, you know, Boise or Fort Collins. Do you feel like that made things a lot easier for you guys?
It's probably on it's the answer is yes, and I think I vastly underappreciate what that is. Like, I think I've had friends of ours that they moved here and or they'll go out or something like, oh, I need to get a sitter, and I'm like, get a sitter? What is, oh, paying people? And it's like, it's just weird because I've just been fortunate because my wife has a massive, like, my wife, when I first met, I had eight people on my side, and that's like distant uncles and like eight people. My wife has like, there's a lot of people. My mother-in-law is one of six kids, and each of them, except for one, each of them have a bare minimum of three kids. So there's that whole side. And then my father-in-law, he's you know, he's always available and different things. So, and my sister-in-law, she's happy to help. So we've been very blessed to have that family available nearby. And when I talk to people like Tim, you bring up a good point of just, you know, moving to Arizona, you're just kind of making it out on your own, figuring it all out. When you have that support system, it's probably, honestly, I probably couldn't even, I vastly underappreciate it because I've just, it's always been there. Even when we had our first daughter, Caitlin, who just turned 13 on the second, we had a family member watching her when we were both working, and it was free daycare, which daycare is expensive as it is. So it's just, we just, God has just provided in different ways, and we've just been very fortunate to have that support system here.
And I think that's what I've seen with a lot of people that move out because, you know, yeah, California's expensive. They hear going to Texas, going to Tennessee, Atlanta, it's the way to go. But when you go alone without the support systems, I think that's where people try to they start coming back and then trying to come back to California. I think it's near impossible. You know,
It's much harder.
it's so much harder because you're leaving, you know, you're getting used to that new area and then coming back to California, it's going to be even more expensive than when you left. It's going to feel that way.
Sure.
So,
Especially if you sold your house and all that stuff. Yeah, it's just gonna be harder. It's like, what do they say? It's like cost of entrance. The cost of entrance to re-entering back in California is just a lot more. And so it's hard. It's hard when I see people leave and then come back and doing that stuff. And it's just hard when you don't have the support system. So it's something that I honestly just don't, I vastly underappreciate it. Not a good way. I'm just saying, like, it's something that I've just, you know, you get it.
I completely agree with that sentiment because like when we went to Arizona and we came back, there was a ramp up period, you know, of probably like 2 years before you get like, you know, a job with, you know, that meets your expectations of pay a little bit better than what you re-entered at. You know, because the pay difference between Arizona and California is pretty drastic. I'm sure it's a little bit more similarly matched because Arizona, maybe recently, Arizona's gotten really expensive. You know, it's not quite as cheap as it once was, but you know, it's still I have a feeling that the pay difference is, you know, there's still a discrepancy there. So you guys nailed it, that re-entry fee of coming back to California and, you know, you probably don't have the same rent or maybe the same purchase price of the house you had before. It's just gone up, keeps going up. So, you know, it's a very, you know, valid point. You know, but in general with Tennessee, Jimmy, is there like something out there that you feel like you know, you guys have found a ton of enjoyment in? Is it like, you know, site visits or, you know, certain parks or like what makes kind of like Tennessee unique?
Well, one thing that's fun is I think Tennessee is connected to 11 other states. Whereas California is connected to three, you know, you can drive, what is it? You drive like from Thousand Oaks, you drive 12 hours north and still be in California. You could go 4 hours, 6 hours east and still be in California. And you can go about 2, 3 hours north and still be in California. You know, if I drive an hour and a half from Nashville, I'm already in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I've already hit the border of Kentucky. If I go 4 hours east, I'm, well, probably even sooner than that. but I'll be in Atlanta. So, and then 10 hours, 10 to 11 hours, I can be in Orlando to go see Mickey Mouse. And then you go about 8 or 9 miles, 8 or 9 miles now, 8 or 9 hours south, you can be in the Gulf Shore. And so we did that for my wife's 40th. We went to the Gulf Shores for her 40th and rented a beach house, and that was super fun. But for me, it's just, it's just kind of new and exciting. I have a friend of mine who used to live in Kentucky, went to school in Florida, lived in California, and then in Cincinnati. And he was telling me, it's like, it's kind of like, look, you have to view this as like a little mini adventure. Like, where's your favorite coffee shop? I'm not into coffee, but that's what he was like. Oh, where's your favorite coffee shop? Or, we try and find good Mexican food. It just doesn't exist here. So you kind of view this as little adventures. So like there's a place called Nashville Shores, which is like a kind of like not to the same. It's relatively there, but I would say it's like kind of raging waters. So there's a little water park that's not too far from us. So we have season passes to that. We have a zoo, a Nashville Zoo. We have passes to that. We share that with my sister-in-law. So it's cool having access to all these things. And Nashville may not be like the number one spot that a band is gonna go on tour with, but it's definitely on number two list because it's Music City. So, and it's constantly growing. So there isn't anything like particular that I would say that I like Four Seasons. It's really nice. Not the hotel. The hotel's nice, but I do like having Four Seasons.
Shout out Four Seasons.
Exactly. Shout out Four Seasons. Not a sponsor yet. So there's just little different things, but I would say there's Southern hospitality is always great. It's fun for me to go people watch in Broadway, because seeing all the bachelorette parties and all that stuff, do that about maybe once a month or once a quarter. Once I've like, okay, cool. So it's still crazy, like little bit of Nash Vegas is what they call it. It's cool to see that stuff. But
Nice.
yeah, it's just different. It's just different. I'm 2,000 miles from everything I've ever known, but it's good to visit that and then kind of start this new exciting adventure out here in Nashville.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds really cool. And that's, from people that I've known that have gone out of state, they share all those like small little gems and what's just so awesome about it. And like I say, I would be interested in moving just because I know cost of living. I think, with what if I can make what I make here and even just selling my own place, I think I'd be able to get a nicer place somewhere else. But like you mentioned, for me, it's the family piece and my family's just still here. So it'd be so hard for me to leave that and really start anew alone, just my wife and my kids. So.
Definitely want to preface too, Jimmy. I know you've a buddy of yours mentioned going to a Giants game and hitting that up. If you're ever back, up in the North Bay here, right nearby, like 5 minutes from my house, there's a ferry that will. There's literally a Giants ferry that leaves, X amount of time before every ball game, packed with Giants fans. And it drops you off right there in center field, and you take, I don't know, 50 steps and you're within the entrance already. So, really cool vibe, and it's easy. People who enjoy drinking at games, you don't have to worry about that. Just stop on the ferry, make sure you're there within, I think it's like 45 minutes after the game. But it's super convenient, and that's a really cool aspect up here too. But yeah, no, it's that's an adventure. I've done it a couple times already, and it's always a good time.
Yeah, I just won't wear my Dodgers jersey because I don't want to be, that's not very, self-inflicting, if you will.
Well, you could. Hey, no shame. I do it at Dodger Stadium every time. So, wearing
I
Giants
get
gear.
it. No, I get that. But yeah, no, Giants is it's a very unique spot up there. So it was one of it's a nice, it's a beautiful stadium out there.
I think it might be a little safer to wear a Dodger jersey at in San Francisco than wearing a Giant jersey in LA.
It's a valid point.
That unfortunately is very, very true. There is that is a hard blemish for Dodgers. And what's really sad for those that haven't been to Dodger Stadium is there's a police academy at the base of the stadium. There's a police academy right there. So it's not like police isn't around. That is something of a black eye. Thankfully, nothing has happened recently. But it is kind of unfortunate. I guess the compromise I could wear is I could wear like a Jock Pearson jersey to it, you know, that could represent both those. I think Tim knows this. I don't know. John definitely doesn't know this because I just met John for this, but I've been to 22 of the 30 baseball stadiums. I did that one
Oh,
summer.
nice.
So I drove from basically from California to Florida, Florida to Boston, and then I flew home in one of my last years of college. But yeah,
Nice.
I saw 22 baseball teams once one summer. It's pretty
Okay.
to about 7 weeks.
All right.
It's pretty
So
awesome.
22 different stadiums, I'm guessing too.
22 separate stadiums. Yeah. So the California ones we just did, it was me and my friend Aaron. He did all 30 in one summer. But the California ones, we just did them one by one because that's really easy. Like we went to Angels, we went to Padres. Padres is a cool stadium as well. And then once we took care of California, we did the rip and we saw 22 of them. So I'm still trying to cross some of them off my list. I got a few of them that I haven't been to, and then there's some that I've already been to, but they have had new stadiums like the Mets, Yankees, and
Yankees.
the Cardinals. The Cardinals are about a 6-hour drive for me. So I want to go take a look at the Cardinal Stadium because that was the last year at that Busch. So they have a new Busch Stadium, but that new Busch Stadium is like 15 years old now. So
Out of those stadiums, which one would you say is your favorite? Which one's just like an awesome experience?
would say probably the Pittsburgh Pirates or
Okay.
the Kansas City Royals. The Royals have, it's a very simple, basic stadium. But they have like waterfalls or water
Okay.
fountains in the outfield. It's really kind of cool. It's literally right next to the Chiefs stadium. They share the same parking lot, so that's kind of cool. And with the Pirates, their outfield is into the bay, kind of like San Francisco. So it's really kind of a cool. You see the skyline, and they share the same parking lot with the Steelers.
Steelers.
So it's kind
Okay.
of a cool time there.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
I
awesome.
like that.
Best food? Have to throw a food
Best
question
food.
there.
So it's kind of unique. So the last thing that I kind of remember was I went to my friend Aaron bought four tickets to see the Dodgers when COVID hit. Dodgers against the Atlanta Braves. It was COVID, is when they would did the bubble thing, kind of like the Lakers or the NBA did it. And they did it at the Rangers Stadium. So they have this thing called the broom. The broom is this big like hot dog thing with all the stuff on it and everything. That was really good. Highly recommend that.
That's
Or
legit.
we recently went to the Atlanta Park because we saw the Dodgers against Atlanta because they have now Truist Park. They don't have Turner Field. They had these burgers that it was like four fries. Burgers, but the bread was waffles. And so my wife and I were like, we both had one of those. Oh, it's called a
Okay.
boomstick.
A
Boomstick is what's
boomstick.
at the Rangers. But yeah, but at Atlanta, it was basically burgers. It was like bacon, egg, cheese, I think hash browns, something like that, on waffles.
And waffles.
And so we just had that. And we just shared the fries between me and my girls because my girl's like, I don't want that. There's syrup on it. That was really good. Highly recommend that.
That sounds good, actually. It's a nice little
Yeah.
breakfast, lunch, burger.
Exactly. Get all your four meals or three
Just
meals
be
in
done.
one.
Just be done for the day.
Going to a food coma.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a 2-foot hot dog, Jimbo.
Yeah, I
Good
know. So,
Lord. 2 foot. Dang.
that's. It's
That's a lot of
massive.
dog.
It's massive, dude. So yeah, my wife and I split that because it's what's on the top. You read it up. What's the toppings on it? It's everything. It's everything.
It is. They put it's a 1 pound dog.
Oh,
It's
man.
chili, nacho cheese, grilled onions. Am I reading the right one? I'm reading the right one, right? Does that sound familiar? So like chili dog? Yeah, and I guess that's the main thing they preface. Looks like
Boom. Yeah, when
jalapenos
you
on
say
there too.
boom.
Good Lord. I guess they made it into a burger now. So you got to
Okay.
go back and try the burger.
Oh.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that sounds
I mean, why
good
not?
too. It
Yeah, it
does.
sounds awesome.
Why
But
not?
yeah, no, it's massive. It's just It's like, and then of course my wife had to modify it because she doesn't want anything like jalapenos on it. But yeah,
Yeah.
from what it looks like, it's basically, you got a hot dog, you got like, I think it's like a pretzel roll bun or something like that, and it's like nacho cheese, chili,
Grilled onions,
and I think,
jalapenos.
yeah. And that's what
Dang.
sucks, man, because it's like you pay like, I think it's like $30. I forget how much it
Dang.
is. But when you, yeah, good job, good research, Tim. And so when you buy it, it comes with all the stuff. Like, as a guy, you're like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna get in this. And you're like, hey babe, you're gonna get this? You're like, yeah, but I don't want any onions, I don't want any jalapenos. And I'm like, you're killing half of the dog. Come on now, like I want the onions. Can you cut? Can you? I was like, all right. I mean, and so we ate that. But yeah, so we went. But that was the game we went to. Was the So we got ours. My wife and I, we shared that one. Aaron and another friend got theirs. But that was the game. The Dodgers scored 11 runs, in the first inning against the Atlanta Braves.
Oh wow.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Excuse
Food's a
me.
big deal. You know, like Giants Stadium, you know, every time I go, instantly it's straight to the crab sandwich. It's
A
like a
crab
$19
sandwich.
sandwich.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. It's grilled garlic toast, and then in the
Okay.
center is just crab meat, kind of like a crab salad, but like crab meat in there. And then you just get a lemon on the side. It is hands down the best sandwich of all time. It's a go-to, and
Nice.
it's easy
Crab
and easy polishing for me. Yeah.
sandwich. Is it
Yeah. They keep
snap
it classy over
back?
there.
Is that what they call it? What is it called? Oh no, that's not something. I'm looking up. Crab sandwich.
If they
I'm gonna
made a
find the
snap pack
sucker.
of the crab sandwich, I would buy that hat. Crab sandwich hat.
Yeah.
Crab
So
snap
here the Nashville Sounds, they had did a they changed up their jersey or something for hot chicken. So on the hat, it was a piece of toast, hot chicken with a pickle as the logo on the hat.
That's
It was kind of
hilarious.
funny.
I like that. That's
I was
awesome.
like, there you go. The crazy crab sandwich, a
Oh
fan
yes.
favorite.
19 bucks. So worth
Dutch
it.
crab piled between two slices of buttery grilled sourdough. Yum.
Heaven.
Dude, it's like 12:30 and I'm hungry for that. Let's go.
It's so good. I'm sure there's great crab over there in Nashville, huh? Some lake crabs or
No, we do
something.
barbecue. We do
Barbie.
barbecue, buddy. Come on now. We got
Yeah.
Jack Daniels and barbecue.
There
That's
you
and good
go.
music. That's about as much we got. We don't got no crabs and mouth. That ain't happening. You could
Yeah,
probably get it fresh. You're buying it there, flying, bringing it on the plane and coming
right.
back. Like, no,
Yep.
not here. No
That's
seafood
funny.
here. No, that ain't happening today.
Yeah, I was gonna say you guys don't have the Mexican food, but I swear you guys have the barbecue. The barbecue's got to be out of this world. Yeah,
Barbecue's great. There's a lot of places
yeah,
to go to, yes.
yeah.
So
No, that
there's good
sounds
stuff for
legit.
that. Yeah. So we got that going for us, but it's hard, man, to find good Mexican food when you live in Southern California. So,
Yeah, spoiled.
yeah.
But like you mentioned, you'll be getting in and out soon, so that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Just
Yeah.
waiting for that day to
A little
happen.
bit
So,
of
yeah, they just broke
California.
ground on that. So we're all excited about that. Yeah. Get a little California love and, but. Miss some good strawberries and stuff and the beaches. That's the hard part, Beaches are, it's an experience. Yeah. There's some people out there in the world that's really crazy for me is they've never been to a beach. And I'm like, get in a car and just go. Get in a plane, go. Like just go. Like just don't ask any questions. Like go to a beach. You either love it or hate it, but you gotta experience it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this past weekend, Theo turned 7, and we went to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, and a ton of
Okay.
rides,
Yes.
huge amusement
Sky
park.
cups.
The
Yep.
kid, yeah, he wanted to spend more time at the beach there than the actual park. You know, he's all beach. So, you know, he had a ton of fun. We put him in some kind of decent, clothes, but the dude just like went full in. Where it's
Well,
like, you know what? It's your birthday. Have at it,
enjoy
man.
it.
Live
Yeah.
it. Your thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, for
absolutely.
sure.
Yeah.
Just easier to go with the
Good.
flow.
Yeah. 100%. Got to take advantage of the beach for sure. It's a
Yeah.
good one over there. Yep.
Awesome.
For sure. Is there
Well,
anything else that you wanted to preface on today, John?
no,
I think we
I
covered
think
a
we touched
lot.
a yeah, I think we touched a lot of great subjects, Jimmy. You know, the football, fantasy, the moving. Because, like I say, you know, it's something good to hear for me just how to make a transition like that if we ever decide to do something like that in the future. You know, for the family. You know, for even our entire family. But and also just visit Nashville. I've always wanted to go. So you really have
Sure.
talked it up with all the stuff, also for kids, you know.
I
So
swear.
yeah,
Oh,
just a
no,
visit, you know.
it's yeah. No, there's a lot of things good to do here. I mean, it's weird that I'm about 30 minutes from the capital here, you know, capital of Tennessee, and there's a lot of great things. You know, there's a zoo, there's a water park, there's a minor league baseball team, the Predators are in town, you know, they look promising. The Titans are getting a new stadium in the next couple of years. So, all good things in and out's coming here. But I'll say two things really quick to make my last little plug about Tennessee is that so Dolly Parton, everyone knows Dolly Parton has a reading club. So when your kid is, I think like from like 1 years old until like I think six or something, it's called the Dolly Parton Book Club. And so Dolly Parton's organization will send your kid, it's a reading program, will send you books
Oh,
to
nice.
read to your kids, and they just it's completely free.
Awesome.
She has these books that she reads to your kids. And then there's something also called the Tennessee Promise. So if your kid went to a Tennessee school here in, you know, from like high school or something, the Tennessee Promise is that your kid will be able to have community college paid for free.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
So if you were like, I just want my kid to get AA or not AA, just their association or something like that, that's paid for by city taxes or whatever else it is. So it's these cool little programs that are available for young families that are available, and then there's no state income tax. So it's kind of cool, but it's definitely worth taking a look. Southern hospitality still exists here, and you know, so it's fun. It's been really good. But back to your point, Tim, like we've been here 3 years, and I would say like it's not until about now that I've kind of finally like, okay, cool, this is home. Because I did 2 years, I was in a different job, and now I'm doing something completely different. I just left property management, and now I have a work from home job, and I've gotten plugged into a new church. And so we're kind of like digging our roots in, and it's really kind of been more feeling at home. So yeah, but if you guys ever come out, let me know. We'll connect, or you know, we have a guest bedroom. You guys can come out here and crash in the guest bedroom.
For sure.
So you know, come on out for a weekend and come to a Titans game. See if the Niners are not playing. The Niners played preseason, but none of the starters played, but that's all done. But yeah, you can come out, or in a couple of years when they have the new stadium, you know, in a couple 2 3 years, it'll be fun. So but yeah,
Love that.
it's been a good fit for us. So
That's awesome.
yeah.
Well, we've talked about some destination podcasts, so you know,
Huh.
what's
Oh.
better than Jimbo's living room? You know, it
And then
Yeah.
we do a little vlog from downtown with all the bachelorette parties, you know, as older adults, like, what are we doing here?
Oof.
Like, what are we really
Yeah,
doing out
right.
here?
Dude, we could do it. We should totally do it. I will tell you this, I don't know if you saw this, but the Titans did this year, and I'm sure the Rams do it, and the Niners probably do it. And if they don't, they're missing out on an opportunity. They have this thing where you can pay for it was on September 3rd, the Titans did it. They would let you host a fantasy football
I've
in
heard
one
of
of your
that one.
guest suites. It's super cool. So they were like, I it was so I'm just gonna tell you the price up front, and I'm gonna tell you what you get. It's $750. So you
It's
get
not
the
bad.
suite for 4 hours. You split that up over 8 to 12 guys or whoever you're gonna be in your fantasy team. You get a tour of the field, the tour of the locker room. And you get a guest suite, and you get the bulletin board. You
The
get
boat, yeah.
the draft board all set up. You get it for 4 hours, and food's included.
That's a hell of a deal.
Why wouldn't you do that? So like, I'm planting the seed now. I'm gonna be like, okay, who just wants to do a fantasy football just to do this? Then maybe after that I won't, because then when they get the new stadium, it'll be like $1,000 or something. But how cool is that?
Super cool. No, that's
Yeah.
also I
I'm not
saw
even a
the
Titans fan.
I saw the Ravens do that. You know, I saw
Yeah,
like
that's who did
yeah, I saw the
it.
Ravens did it and I was like, that would be such an awesome experience. And I looked up when I saw that, I was like, SoFi Stadium. I didn't see anything in SoFi, so I don't know if it's just too big still, but maybe in a few years, once it like dies down a little, they'll be open to doing it. But that would be an awesome experience, just going on the field with all the buddies, the whole crew.
Yeah, everyone dresses up. You split it. Like, I think it was like it goes like anywhere from like I think $80 to $90 a person. Just do it like one time experience. I wouldn't make it like the, I mean, unless it's like phenomenal, then it's like, are we doing this again? But like, I don't know, like, or make that part of your buy-in instead of like we do $50 a head. It's like, okay, there will be a trophy or something dumb, but you know, whatever your buy-in was is just going to go to us having this cool experience and then, you know, whatever else it is. But
It's the memories.
no, something I definitely encourage your listeners to reach out to your team and or
They
whoever's
got
local
it.
nearby. I mean, I'm kind of rooting for the Titans, but I'm really rooting for the 49ers. So, but yeah, I mean, see if you got a local stadium nearby that's opening up their suites for fantasy football for next year.
I'll hit up the Oakland A's, see if they'll let me in there
They'll take your
with the
money.
wild animals
They'll
they
take
got
your
going,
money.
possums and raccoons, and they'll let me
They'll
in.
gladly take your money. No
Just don't
kidding.
be there
They'll
when
be
it's like
freaking
the
cheap.
demolition day. They have all the TNT set up everywhere.
Yes.
And then you hear the countdown. It's like, all right, you guys
Why
have
is
to
all
finish
this
this drop.
beeping going on? Do I hear a sledgehammer
What are all these
trying to
wires?
pick Jose Canseco? I'm supposed to be Jose Canseco.
That'd be so funny, man. No, I actually saw, sorry, quick little side note. I saw this kid. He went to like an A's game maybe last week or something, and he started going into like random suites because they just leave the doors open. So he's going into
Oh
guest
my
boxes like
God.
mid-game that are just dead empty, and he's just testing them out, see which one has a good view. And it's
That's
like, wow,
hilarious.
that stadium,
Live
man,
it
I'm
up because
telling you,
that's not going to
it's
happen anymore. I mean, it's what they got like
no.
what, probably 2, 3 more weekends and then they're done.
That's it. Well, I heard the Sacramento thing might be falling through. I there's some rumors about that. Yeah, I don't know if I heard it over the weekend. Don't quote me on it, but we'll see.
Well,
And
yeah.
Vegas isn't even a sure thing at this point. I don't know.
Well, we'll see
I
how
just have a feeling
Vegas
they didn't
feels,
want the
but yeah.
A's. That
Well,
might be
see,
it.
there was a rumor that Nashville, so Justin Timberlake, and he's got a
Oh,
company or
yeah.
something. Justin Timberlake is trying to lure, we're trying to lure the Rays or the A's, or it was the White Sox come down. But I think all of them all got new stadiums. The ones that needed the most stadium was the Rays. The Rays have a horrible, it's like a Circus Vargas. It's janky. I'm excited for the one that's going to Vegas. I'm not really excited that they're leaving and all that stuff. You know, I don't like it when fans or teams leave their home. But if you go through all sports, football, baseball stuff, you know, like the Arizona Cardinals used to be in St. Louis. The Rams were once in St. Louis. Like everyone has, you know, the Lakers were once in Minnesota. So everyone has their origins. You know, it's just it sucks for the fan club. Like the Atlanta Thrashers used to be here, now they're somewhere else, or they finally just went away. And then you have the Phoenix Coyotes; they're now the
Utah?
Utah Hockey Club or whatever they're called.
I don't even know if they have a do they have a name yet?
So
I don't think
my
so,
wife
right?
brought that up. She was looking at the schedule, and she's like, "So they're called the Hockey Club?" And
Is
then
that
my
all it
phone was
is?
listening to me, and it said that someone accidentally might have leaked the name, and they're going to be called, I think, the Utah Yeti. Or Yetis.
That's kind of
So
cool. I like that
yeah.
one.
So you got the Kraken up in
The
Seattle,
Kraken's
and you
really
got
cool.
yeah.
That's
So we'll
awesome.
see how all that pans out. But I'm not saying I thought the A's were settled, but from what I heard, they were taking over one of their minor league teams. So it's like cool, like 1 weekend you get the pros, the next weekend you got the minor league, like the double, triple A or whatever it is. So like why wouldn't it work out? But maybe MLB is like, this doesn't work for the clubs or you know, I don't know how that all works, but it's not my problem. They gotta figure it all out. So
We'll see. Guess we'll see. Yeah, I guess they're saying that temporarily it might be in trouble because they kind of wanted to do some expansions to the ballpark because it is really small. I've been to the Rivercats Stadium twice, and
Okay.
it is pretty rinky-dink. I mean, it's AAA, but it's nice. But I think that they wanted to expand it a little bit, but I don't even know if they can fill that up. So, but Sacramento might be stoked to get a team. So,
But
down
yeah, but
here.
you're filling it up for 2, 3 years. Like, how much money can you pour into that? Because then you're moving to Vegas. Like, but
Yeah.
whatever. I mean,
Guess we'll
MLB's got
see.
money. Just take money out from the mattress. It's not like they're short on cash. It's not like they're paying a bunch of players right now either. So see how it goes.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely. But Jimmy, we can't thank you enough.
Yes. Sure.
For I know it's getting late over there, and your 49ers fandom, your wealth of knowledge on, NFL things, sports in general, we value, and
Yes.
especially your move over to Tennessee. And I think that's a big deal for a lot of folks these days with where the price of things have gone. So it's you have firsthand experience, and I think that's super valuable and eye-opening for a lot of folks. And might be that final push. You never know, for people to kind of branch out and try something new.
You
But we
can always
appreciate
go
you.
back. It's just a little bit pricier of admission, but there's no harm in doing a long weekend or a month long stay somewhere and just try and give it a test drive and see what happens. I mean, you'll learn new things about yourself that you're like, oh, like I didn't realize how much I enjoy four weathers. I know I couldn't live in Arizona like Tim was. Like I'm not a fan of the desert. So I can tend, it's like by the time you get the hot weather we have here, you're like, oh, cool, like winter's on its way or something else on its way. Like you look forward to that, like versus like Arizona's just it's hot and
Hot.
very hot and hot.
Cold.
Like it's just and cold at night, desert. So but yeah. Get
Yeah, for
try something
sure.
new. But yeah, I understand family's important and I've just been fortunate that things have worked out the way they have. But thanks for having me, guys. I really do appreciate the time. We should do a recap maybe at the end of the season or do
Love
a
that.
playoffs or something like that. But yeah, anytime, I'm always down, but I appreciate the time and thanks for having me. Thanks for the invite.
Likewise.
Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate you coming on. To all our listeners, thank you for listening. We appreciate you taking the time. Remember to like, comment, subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you guys next week. All right.
Thank you,
Great.
Jimmy.
Thank you.
Great
Thanks, guys.
job, buddy.
See ya.